Gwenji Hyake with Rhythm's Freeze of the album Anger Shishpa, came out in 2005. Next up is the Flying Luttenbachers. Haven't released an album in quite a while, but last year they released Negative Infinity. Have you been following the Flying Luttenbachers for a while?
Yeah, I've been following them for years, you know. I really got into that whole brutal prog world pretty intently. And yeah, it's just, I feel like the complexity and, you know, what the bands in those, in that genre is trying to, or not even trying to, that dude accomplishes, you know, awesome. It's mind blowing. It makes me really excited to hear that, especially for the first time, and just like really listen to what they're doing. I was like, wow, what the fuck is happening? You know? Yeah, I'm really excited for this new, you know, iteration and, you know, what they're doing. I feel like it's kind of a return to form. I like how they explored, you know, with the free improv kind of stuff. But for me, I just love it when they really get down into the really technical and, you know, together or unison parts, you know.
The Fury of Delusion by Flying Luttenbachers. We'll be right back. Fury of the Delusion by Flying Luttenbachers of their album Negative Infinity, which came out last year. And next one is also from 2021, Commodus with their album Immortal Ceremonies. I haven't heard of them, or I hadn't heard of them before. How do they sound?
They sound brutal, really intense. This is black metal band from Australia. And yeah, one band I've definitely come back to a lot throughout the years that they've existed. And it's funny because for me, I really love black metal when it's just like really one sheet of sound. But Commodus really has riffs and things, but I don't know, something just really connects when I listen to that music.
Is there a special time or occasion when you listen to black metal, or is that constantly on rotation in your head?
I guess it's like a mood kind of thing. It's the same as like, you know, rap or avant-garde stuff or black metal. I think it's just whatever mood that I am in at the time. A lot of the times it is, you know, for like several weeks where I'm like really into the genre, and then, you know, something will happen or I'll hear some music news about something and I'm like, oh yeah, and then I'll kind of jump back into that genre.
Sacrifices to Jupiter by Commodus.
I shall sacrifice 100 bulls to all your time. We'll be right back.
Sacrifices to Jupiter by Commodus. We got one last song that you selected for us, and that is Joanna Newsom. And you picked something off of her debut. Why her debut?
I mean, I think her career has been incredible, and Yes is also, you know, just untouchable as far as, you know, that kind of music. And I think I maybe wanted to play something from Yes, but, you know, those are all like 12, 15 minute long songs. But I loved how this song ended, her first record. I love the reimagined version on the EP that came out, the Yes Street Band. But I think you could just hear, you know, her honesty. You know, I think her voice is a little younger when compared to the latter stuff. But it's just, I think it's purely her, you know, and she was making music for her, you know, and what she thought sounded good. And not that I don't think that she did that later on in her career, but, you know, I love that you could hear that. I think that is what all musicians, you know, should be portraying, you know, their most honest self. And yeah, I love songs also, you know, I don't really make songs, but I think that's a pretty fucking perfect song, you know?
Mm-hmm. She's also not on Spotify, by the way.
Good job, Joanna. The interview, there was an interview where she called Spotify the banana of streaming, or the, I forgot. It was a pretty hilarious thing, calling something a fucking banana.
Let's look a little bit into the future. See what you have planned for 2022. First thing that I remember is you're going to put out a split together with Jonathan Paul Hill, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, so that'll be coming out in the next coming months. It's more of a ambient kind of leaning. And it's going to be dedicated to our friend Miles Cooper Seton, who unfortunately left us. So I'll have that, and then another split with Jessica Ackerley, a dear friend of mine. I'll have a solo tape on Soundholes coming out in April, I think on my birthday, and then a solo guitar record on Garden Portal, which I'm excited and nervous about. I have a soprano sax duo with Marta Tysenga coming out on Full Spectrum, and then a sax bass duo with Kyle Modal through Notice Recordings. My band Ordsmog with Mark Kimbrell is going to have our sophomore release through AKP Recordings here in the States. I have a live tape coming out with Dylan Fujioka and Angel Derridorian on Artist Pool, I think in the spring. I have a new group called Swan with Jessica, Chris Williams, Luke Stewart, and Jason Nazary. We're going to release our first record through 577. And then a trio of myself, Kozue Matsumoto on Koto, and then Shoshi Watanabe on Shakuhachi. It's like this imagine or a dream scenario I had where I was blending, you know, Japanese traditional instruments with a saxophone, and they sound fucking fantastic on it. It's coming out through Dinzu Artifacts. And then the last thing is a quartet on Ramble Recordings with Jessica, and then the legends, Daniel Carter and William Parker.
Mm-hmm. And as far as concerts go, you had a small tour planned later this year, right?
Yep, I'm going to be opening for band Sumac. You know, legends in their own right, for a week through the Southwest. I'm really excited to be playing the people, and, you know, especially on a tour. I haven't been on a tour in God knows how long. So thanks, Aaron, for thinking of me and inviting me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Patrick, want to thank you very much for taking the time for doing this interview.
Thank you so much.
And I wish you all the best with all the releases, with the upcoming concerts, and I don't know if you're still technically in your honeymoon or not. At the very least, enjoy yourself and all the best in 2022.
Thanks so much. Thanks for listening.
That means no. Where I come from, I am cold, I'm waiting for the day to come. I chew my lips, oh, and I scratch my nose. Feels so good to be a rose. Oh, don't you lift me up, ooh, like I'm that shy. No, 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 just give it up. There are bats all dissolving in a row, oh, into the wishy-washy dark that cannot let go, and I cannot let go. And so I thank the Lord, ooh, and I thank his sword, though it be mincing up the morning, slightly bored. Oh, whoa, whoa, morning without a warning, like a whore. Oh, and I watch you go. There are some mornings when the sky looks like a road. There are some dragons who were built to have and hold, and some machines are dropped from great heights lovingly, and some great bellies ache with many bumblebees, and they sting so terribly. I do as I please. Your skin is something that I stir into my tea, and I am watching you, and you are starry, 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 and I'm tumbling down on a check a frown. Why I love this town. Well, just look around to see me serenaded Allie and celebrated Sally and dedicated Dowley, waltzing with the open sea, clam, crab, cockle, cowry. Just look at me. Oh, 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 oh,
einer Basis. Dieses schmal zwischen Mauern geschriebene, unwirksam wahre, hinauf und zurück in die herzelle Zukunft. Dort Silbenmole, Meerfarben, weit ins Unbefahrene hinaus. Dann Bojen, Kummerbojen-Spalier mit den sekundenschön hüpfenden Atemreflexen. Leuchtglockentöne. Ausgelöst eingelöst, unser sichtbares, hörbares, das frei werdende Zeltwort mitsammen.
We'll be right back. Of wij wilden meedoen aan de Week van de Belgische Muziek, dat was een vraag die we een tijdje geleden kregen. Natuurlijk wilden we dat. Uit de vruchtbare muzikale Belgische grond konden we zonder veel moeite 16 coole nummers naar boven spitten. Goedenavond en welkom bij Signaruis. Onze muzikale Belgische trip die begint in de hoofdstad, want het trio Milk TV komt officieel uit Brussel. In de rangen vinden we echter ook Antwerpenaar Casper de Geus en die kunnen we kennen van More O'Grady en het kleine vlerklabel. Met zijn twee vrienden van Milk TV maakt hij kleurrijk en geflipte DIY knutsel No Wave. Deze single kwam eind vorig jaar uit. Anorak van Milk TV.
We'll be right back.
Golden Teeth van Baya Computer. En dat komt uit de gelijknamige tweede plaat van deze bende synthpunkers uit Doornik. Die kwam op een aantal labels uit, waaronder Ronnie Rex. Het label van Radio Scorpio DJ, DJ Ronnie. Luister op donderdag eens naar zijn programma Vrije Radio Odessa. Terug naar Brussel, de all-female Dino Postpunk van Pega. Oorspronkelijk waren ze met 6, maar uiteindelijk bleven ze met 3 over. Vorig jaar brachten ze het leuke EP'tje Tompet de Chips uit. En geen moeilijk doenerij, gewoon 4 scheve nummers. Het eerste nummer daaruit is Trop Difficile van Pega.
Spilling van tijd. geboren emoties, zo'n verspilling van tijd. Doodgeboren liefde spookt door mijn hoofd.
Wie heeft hem herkend? Dit was Heldenbok met Doelloze Liefde. Een stem misschien wel herkenbaar voor de trouwe Radio Scorpio-luisteraar. Gert Ruimen, de man achter dit Coldwave-project, vertoeft nu in de donkere mijnstreek, maar hij was jaren jullie enthousiaste gastheer bij het punk- en hardcore-programma Funtime Radio. Dit is zijn eerste nummer dat hij online gezwierd heeft op Bandcamp, samen met de Clubmaster remixen van Angel Love 67. Benieuwd naar meer. En we blijven nog even hangen in de donkere weesferen met het Brusselse Particle. Het duo startte in 2019 en vorig jaar al brachten ze hun eerste plaat uit. Op Related Memories laten ze ons alle hoeken van hun darkroom zien met industriële drums, analoge koude synths en diepe bassen. Doof de lichten en geniet mee van de melancholie op I'm Yours van Particle.
Colorado today to a feeling of doubt. I missed my place on the pedestal. Was just a hair.
Global Whining van Siem Reap. En dat is de redelijk ingetogen muzikale uitlaatklep van Gilles de Mulder. Die komt hier op het einde van de uitzending nog eens langs met een van de meer extremere bands waarin hij speelt. Op zijn solo-debuut Now What van vorig jaar hanteerde hij het principe volg je hart en dat pakte goed uit. En dan keren we terug naar Franstalig België met Secte. Dit duo verdiende zijn sporen al in noisy bands als Kay Branding en Jesus Is My Son, maar gooit het voor deze band over een andere boeg. Minder dynamiek, meer grooves en een rijker geluid. Hier is Longa D met Sect.